In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. These days, it seems like there's no end to the chaos of life that swirls around us. Even as life gets back to normal, whatever that is, there remains an endless barrage of outside influences which stir up the passions in us. Anger, anxiety, fear, judgment. It's easier and easier to fixate on these things, to let these things consume our time and our life. And it is seemingly more and more difficult to dwell on that one thing needful, who is Christ himself. Today we hear from our Lord's mouth the story of Lazarus and this unnamed rich man. When we pray for our departed loved ones, we ask that their memory be eternal, that they be ever present in God's memory and present with him at his eternal throne. And this unnamed rich man is neither present in his eternal memory or present with him at his throne. He is distant in darkness, separated from the bosom of Abraham, from God's compassion. He's separated because he rejected God himself. And in his anguish, the rich man asks that Lazarus be sent to warn his brothers when his initial request of helping himself is rejected. He says, well, at least send Lazarus to warn my brothers so they don't have a similar fate. And Abraham's response is, they have Moses and the prophets. And if they're not convinced by Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be convinced by someone coming back from the dead. Now, I can't help but see very stark similarities between the rich man and his brothers and many Christians today. And I include in that Orthodox Christians today. Jesus, and I know we like to think of ourselves as the righteous ones. We find the good guy in the story and say, ah, that's me. I'm with him. But I fear that more often than not, we join with this rich man and his brothers. Jesus says that Moses and the prophets are enough to encourage repentance. And we indeed also have Moses and the prophets, but we also have something even greater. We have the good news of Christ's resurrection. We sing on occasion, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And by this day, we're not talking about today. Well, we sort of are. But even more than that, we're talking about Christ's resurrection. And we are remembering the resurrection and making that, making today, every day, a celebration of that resurrection. And nowhere is this more fully experienced than the Divine Liturgy, especially on Sundays. Did you know that every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of Christ? And so today we come together, not as individual people, but as the body of Christ, to worship the God who is love, and who in his love entered into his creation, himself taking on our broken humanity. And by his joining of himself to all that we are, including our pains and struggles, we are also united to his life, which overcomes all things. There's a certain part of the liturgy, which we'll get to a little bit later on, that's called the anamnesis, which means the remembrance. This is the opposite of amnesia. It's anamnesia. It's the remembering, the calling to mind, making present. Not just a past event, but something into which we enter in here and now. And this is a beautiful thing that we have also about our memorial celebrations, our commemorations, that we remember and bring to mind our loved ones. And in doing this, we are present with them. And in the liturgy, this particular anamnesis, the priest says, having in remembrance, therefore, the saving commandment and all those things that have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand and the second, and glorious coming. Each of these events we are calling to remembrance and entering into. And if we as Christians have this more full revelation of God than was available to this rich man or his brothers, why is it that we don't live, or why is it that we often live as if we don't? We make the world more present in our hearts than the kingdom of God through our attention, through our thoughts, our words, our actions, and especially our time. Do we patiently seek and thankfully accept that which God has given us, as Lazarus did? Do we patiently do we increasingly run after the pleasures and the pursuits of this life, leaving just a small little corner of our day or our week for God? Do we keep God at the forefront of our mind, remembering and giving thanks to him throughout the day? It's crucial, brothers and sisters, that we not reject this great inheritance that is promised to us. This inheritance that is no less than ruling as co-heirs in God's kingdom. Let us not forget this. As we seek to imitate the saints who have gone before us, who sought God and his kingdom before and above all else, and in doing so, let us make Christ more present in our lives so that we may have our life in him. Amen.